Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The time came when Hannah must keep her promise as the Lord had kept his. How those years must have flown! Was this vulnerable child ready for the rigors of Eli's household? Was it 3 years that, quote, Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." 1 Samuel 1:22. It seems so, for, quote, "she took him up with her, with 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh." Verse 24. The ephah would cover 3 fine flour offerings of 3 tenths each, as would the contents of her wineskin. Numbers 15, verses 8 to 10. Thus, she prepared 1 complete offering for each year she had been absent from the family's annual Shiloh visit. With what tender feeling we read, quote, "And the child was young." 1 Samuel 1:24. Yet she could not keep him. He was the Lord's. So she makes the following 2 statements to old Eli. First, quote, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked." The Hebrew word is shawel of him. Verse 27. She concludes, quote, "Therefore I also have lent," Hebrew shawel, "him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent," Hebrew shawel, "to the Lord." Verse 28. Samuel's name means asked of God. Hannah's name means given by God. It's as if she's a living prayer, and Samuel the living answer from the Lord. How fittingly the chapter concludes, quote, "So they worship the Lord there," verse 28. Their worship ascends to the source of all blessing, mingling with the sweet savor offering from the altar. The scene reminds me of the words of the psalmist, quote, "Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." Psalm 141, verse 2. May our lives be living prayers as well.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.